A video of a senior man punching a youth several times in a Saanich Tim Hortons has caught the attention of millions of people online, and Saanich police. Posted on Instagram June 7, the viral clip shows the man leaning over a youth, who is seated with three others in a booth, delivering several blows. A person in an orange sweater then walks over, breaking up the confrontation. The edited video then jumps ahead in time and another man is seen slapping the youth and walking away. "Don't throw food at an old man's wife in Tim Hortons," says the video's caption. Witness and owner of the video Isaac Campbell says he filmed the altercation after he too had food thrown at him by the teenager. "I walk into Tim Hortons like any other day, and I get a chocolate bar whipped on my head while I'm waiting in line with my girlfriend. I could tell the kids were like little hood rat type kids up to no good." According to Campbell, the youth and his friends denied throwing the food, laughing at the people who confronted them. "So I guess that ticked off another guy, and he just smacked the kid upside the head as well," he said. In a few days, the incident, which occurred at Tim Hortons located at 3501 Ravine Way on April 27, has been viewed over 16 million times, with many comments in full support of the man's old-fashioned lesson in manners for the youth. "Gramps taught the kid more today than his parents did his whole life," said one Instagram user. "Well, if your parents don't teach you manners, a grandpa will," said another user. "These kids are so used to talking smack online and never getting punched in the mouth for it, nice reality check," commented one person. Saanich PD's INSPE. Damian Kowalowicz speaks to press about the Tim Hortons viral video. Ben Fenlon, Saanich News. However, Saanich police are not so impressed. "We don't encourage anybody to take matters into their own hands," said INSPE. Damian Kowalowicz, who confirmed an investigation is underway into the incident. "So far, police have spoken to one person involved in the incident," says Kowalowicz. "This matter was not reported to us until very recently, at this point, we're playing catch-up," he said. While it is alleged the confrontation was in retaliation for the youth throwing food at the man's wife, Kowalowicz says police are keeping an open mind as the video only shows a small snippet of what happened overall. "The truth is, right now we don't know what happened that led up to the situation that you do see on the video," he said. "Any evidence collected will help police determine if criminal charges are warranted for both parties involved," said Kowalowicz. "We don't endorse violence, and people who do take matters into their own hands can face consequences," said Kowalowicz. "That being said, looking at what led up to that could also have its own consequences." At the Ravine Way Tim Hortons, staff and management working June 9 were unaware of the incident or the fact it had garnered internet fame. Customers, too, were oblivious that they were at the scene of the showdown seen by millions. One group of seniors, who meet once a month at the branch, was shocked and unimpressed by the actions of the man in the video. "No one deserves to get hit like that, no matter what they've done," said one customer. "You should control yourself," added their friend. Saanich PD is asking anyone who was involved or may have witnessed this incident to come forward. Please call the non-emergency number, 250-475-4321, and indicate you are calling about file number 2510401. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by 6xBuzzTV keycap 6honeybee, @6ixBuzzTV.